us to really be able to share the very Torah, and I thank you all for your dedication to the Kollel and being able to enhance our shul with Divrei Torah. Really, it's truly amazing. I figure instead of a shiur, which was advertised as a shiur, I want to learn together maybe a piece that's meaningful to me that I found in one of my favorite sefarim, and I'll tell you the background to the sefer in a minute. Those who are familiar, great. Those who are not familiar, I'll tell you why you should be familiar and why if you're going to look for one sefer this summer, this is the one to get, and I'll explain to you why in a few moments. But one of the most famous Gemara that's related to this week's parsha is in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara makes a very, very powerful statement. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bebrechaso Shel Oso HaRasha Atalamed Ma Hayeh Belibo. The Gemara says that according to Rav Yochanan, that we see from the curses, or the blesses, Lashon Sagi Nahar, of Bilam HaRasha, what he wanted to say, meaning, he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. He wasn't given the ability to curse Klal Yisrael. And instead, he gave them brachos, he gave them blessings. But you can figure out from the brachos that he gave what he would have cursed Klal Yisrael with. And normally when Chazal make a statement like that, they usually assume we're going to believe it, and they just walk away. And what's the next thing to happen in the Gemara? Nachamu Rav Yochanan, another statement. And it goes on and on, Rav Yochanan, one after the other one. So here the Gemara takes this statement and wants to prove it to us. It wants to prove this is true. And it goes through some of the brachos that Bilam gave Klal Yisrael and shows us what he would have said. Here's an example. So example number one. B.K. Shlomar, Shloyehu Lahem Bate Knesios Bate Midrashos. Bilam wanted that there shouldn't be any places to learn, no shuls, no Bate Midrashos, no yeshivos. What did he say instead? Matovo Alecha Yaakov. Instead, the opposite. He said, how beautiful are the Ahalim, referring to, let's assume for now, referring to the Bate Midrashos. It was the opposite. Losishre Shchina Alayim. He wanted that there shouldn't be any Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling over Klal Yisrael, which would mean they're not protected. Right? What does the Shechina do for us? It protects the nucleus of Klal Yisrael. It's stronger, it's weaker over time in history, but it protects us. He wanted they should be vulnerable, they shouldn't be protected. So what did he say instead? Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. The Shechina in fact does dwell over Klal Yisrael. Lo Sehe Malchusa Nimshechas. He didn't want that their malchus should continue. It should cease, stop in its tracks. There shouldn't be any majesty, any kingdom of Klal Yisrael. Kanichalim natayu. They were firmly planted like the tributaries. Lo yehei lohem zeisim ukramim. There shouldn't be any kind of vineyards. You know, Rashi points out it could be referring to maybe different kind of vineyards. You know, maybe Torah, mitzvot, whatever it is. Kaganos Ale Nahar. They were like gardens along the river. You get the drift. You get the idea. The Gemara goes through example after example of where we see that the brachos that he said, here's what he wanted to curse them with. But the Gemara doesn't just stop there. The end of the Gemara is truly unbelievable. The Gemara says, let's skip a little bit to the second to last line that you actually have on your page. Amar bi'abba bar kahana kulam chazu l'klala. All of them went back to a klala. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explained that even though for right now, in terms of Bilam HaRasha, the klalos did not happen, and instead he gave them brachos, but unfortunately, historically, every one of the would-be klalos did come true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon in Shemayim. We're aware of that. So even though he didn't allow the curses to take place now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his cheshbon Kal Pei Shemayim and Shemayim kept them in storage and unfortunately at times in history unleashed those klalos on us. But the Gemara says, Chutz ibate knesios ubate midrashos. Except for one. Only one of them never, ever, ever happened to Klal Yisrael. Now, before we see which one that is, right, and it says which one it is, How do we know that's true? The Gemara proves that. What's the proof? Shenemar, Parshas Kitzeitse. Why is that a great parsha? What? And most mitzvot and mine too. Bar mitzvah parsha, right? We lean together. Remember that? We lean together. And by the way, since I'm a twin, I shared it twice. I had my own simcha and Ezra's simcha, right? I shared it twice. Pamayim biyava. Pamayim biyava. So what's the right? The pasuk says, "Vayafoch Hashem Elokecha elcha etachala libracha, kaivcha Hashem Elokecha etachala." The Gemara says, "Below klalos, that's cut off, but not plural." So they were all given to us except for one. One of them never reverted back to a curse, and that's the bracha of the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. So I'll tell you the background. About 6 years ago, I switched to teach in Central, Mashpeh Ruchani in Central, where I had the schus to have Eti Weschler, amongst many other students. I'm looking around the room here, any other siblings here. Those are all, they're graduated already by the time, right? I miss them. But the first day of orientation, we had this guest speaker, you know, the PDs. I don't know if you're familiar with the PDs. If you're going to Chinuch, you'll have to know about PDs. You would think you're going to teach Torah. Right, but you're going there for professional development. Listen to some great people, some, you know, interesting ones. Fascinated, you know, interesting is like one of those balanced words. And the speaker that day was a professional storyteller. And professional storyteller said, everyone has a story, and part of the goal, this is, by the way, a good Musar Haskel, as a mechanech or a rabbi, part of the goal when you are a leader, you're a teacher, is to figure out everyone's story. It's easy to sometimes say something in a reactive way or to just give advice or to pass in a shayla, but if you don't know their story, you can't advise or pass in correctly. Now, to know the background. Where do they come from? What are their, you know, challenges? What have they gone through? That's always important. You know, not just, you know, it should be what they call boutique halacha, boutique advice, not just like, you know, commercial one size fits all. So the storyteller said, I'm going to ask you a favor. Now turn to the person on your left and tell them your story. Who you are, where you're from, right? So, okay. So I like to follow directions sometimes. And so I turn to my left and the fellow on my left starts to tell me his story. This fellow had a long beard, a gray beard. He appeared to be Hasidish or maybe a hybrid of a chassid and, you know, a misnagid together. And he tells me his name is Rabbi Shlomo, Yisachar Shlomo Tatal. And then he stopped and he saw my, like, blank face that I had. And I said, Yisachar Shlomo Tatal, you know, like the Mishnah Sachir, like the Av Basin from Czechoslovakia, the great Rav who was killed in the Holocaust. You know, it's like, he said, oh, you mean my grandfather? You mean my grandfather? I was like stunned. I couldn't even speak. He told me his story, more or less, how I asked him for all the details, how his grandfather became a Chabad Chassid. Now the whole Tatal family are all Chabad Chassidim. They were not originally. But his grandfather was stuck in the same place as Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was enamored by him, and he became a Talmud. And so now all the Tatals are shluchim of Chabad, all the grandchildren. So that afternoon, I asked him, you know, I would love to get a chance to sit with you and learn. He said, what do you want to learn? I said, your grandfather's farm. Grandfather's farm. And so for that year, which was actually, sadly, his last year in Central, Hashkacha Pratim said, I actually got a chance to spend a year together with him. We learned Shuvas Mishnah Sachar from his grandfather. And at the end of the year, he gave me a gift. I should give him a gift, right? But the gift for me was living with him. His gift to me was Mishnah Sachir ala Torah, actually on Tanakh, which you have in front of you on the other side of the page. And he asks the question that really everyone should ask. Tzarek lahavin, lama daska bracha zu nishar lanu la'olam lebracha below shar ha-brachos. If you look through the list in the Gemara and Sanhedrin there, you have many beautiful brachos, and unfortunately, the converse, you have the klalos. Why is it that dafka this klala never happened? that we never cease to have Bate Midrashos, Bate Knesios. Why is that? Why did it have to be that this is the one? It could have been two, it could have been three, it could have been not this one, some other one. Why is this one have to be the one that would remain as a bracha and never as a klala? And he gives us a yisod, and the way he speaks it out is just so beautiful. Menira, next paragraph, Mishum debezet holi kiyuma mishel Yisrael la'olam. He says, because this bracha is like the backbone, it's the essence of Klal Yisrael, it's mekayim them, it sustains Klal Yisrael. Shlei pasku la'olam vo'ed, and it would never, ever cease. Belule zech as shalom lohaya lanu miftach halakiyum. To say it in a plain way, we would become extinct. We literally become extinct. If we imagine if the Jewish people never had a Beis Medrash, never had a place to daven, never had, and even think of all the times that we were historically running from somewhere. So if we lost the Beis HaMikdash and we had to run, so we established communities elsewhere. There was either a Mishkan or a Mikdash, it was either a tent, it was a physical structure, permanent, semi-permanent, a travel one, the pop-up ones, whatever it was. There was always a place that we could go to learn and to daven. It never ceased. Because if it did, we wouldn't be here. Like we're going to explain with Hashem's help. The Amru Medrash Yalkut Shimoni, Ala Pasuk, Kanichalim Nathayu, the same Pasuk we saw before a minute ago. Bikesh Lichnosam Bedavar She'in Bo Mamash. Kenachal Zesh Moshech Bimos Hagashamim. Uposik Bimos Hachama. You know, the word Nichalim is a tributary. So tributaries, they are good sometimes, but sometimes they dry up. There's nothing there, right? The Medrash says that Yimos Hagashamim, right, they continue. But Yimos Hachama, you know, they stop. The sun dries it out. They're small. They're not very large. They're not very very strong. Not like a river. Amalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha Lochein. Chas V'Shalom, he says to Bilam, Ela Natayu, we're going to remain planted, remain firm. Vein Natayu Ela Nahar. And he's referring to specifically a Nahar, which is a river. Shenemar Hineni Nota Eleha Kenahar Shalom. Right? The word Nota is used as a double entendre, and the same sentence as the word Nahar, which is a river. Kishim Shah Nahar Hazeh Ina Postek Lachama will be most hagashamim, just like a Nahar river doesn't stop whether winter or summer. Kach in zar shal av mitzchak to Yaakov, posik lo ba'olam hazeh, lo ba'olam haba. So too, the zera of av Yaakov, the forefathers, never stops whether in olam hazeh or in olam haba. Okay, that is the first piece. So the yisod tries to give us is that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't allow this klala ever to take place. Because if he did, that would be the end of Klal Yisrael. And now he continues based on the pasuk that he quotes. So go to the next column. Those who learn better by Steinman, if you're in NYU, if you appreciate the arrows. If you understand that reference. So we know that a tzemach, something which is a plant, something which needs to grow, requires water to be able to survive. Kamo chen yefshur l'tzamcha Yisrael. L'chios v'li mehatora. A Jewish person, the nation of Israel, cannot live without Torah. Asher atov se Torah mashkim osam b'vate knesios v'vate midrashos. Where do we get our water? Where are we watered best? In shul and the Beit HaMedrash. V'chmos smachin im'in lehem mayim pasach yusan b'zeh. And so too, if a plant doesn't have water, they'll cease to exist. So we wouldn't have the opportunity to daven in the shul to learn the Beit Medrash, we wouldn't exist. And that's the great chesed of this Chazal trying to describe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu never allowed this to happen. So Yusak Lo Chiyusan Chasu Shalom. V'zeh Shiremze HaTorah Matovu Alach Yaakov, and that's what the Torah means when it says how beautiful are the tents of Yaakov. Al Yidei Ahal Yitorah Heimuv Tachamish Lo Yusak Kiyuman Be'ikev Uvasos. That's the guarantee we'll never cease at the beginning or end. We'll be la'olam v'ed forever. Yinusharim chayim v'kayamim al acharis hayamim. K'moshe hu nirma z'tevas Yaakov k'tevas v'no. V'zele Moser Haskel. And this is a great lesson. La'ilu asher einan boyan l'shmoa divrei Elokim chayim shamalameid Torahs Hashem b'barach nesios v'atim midrashos. And it's a good Moser Haskel for those who don't come. Now we have people who are here. Right, but well, we invited them to come many times. but people who don't take the opportunity. And a friend of mine pointed out to me a few years ago. It's not. I don't think we appreciate the bracha that we have at Matan Zeh. It used to be in the olden days. You didn't come to a Beis Medrash. You didn't go to the rabbi's shir. You couldn't learn because there were no svarim to learn from. If you weren't yodesi, or you couldn't pick up a. Now you can open up an art school and learn. If for somebody not to have any app. All daf for why you Torah or what's the other one called? Torah anytime, whatever they're called, right? It's a chiddush because you can get any app that you want in the app store, right? You have to try hard not to learn Torah today. And that's really the challenge. You have to really have to be crafty enough not to learn anything. It's impossible not to. But that was the that's the Musar he says that people don't come and grab the opportunity to learn. And come to shul to daven and take advantage of these opportunities. They're like a plant that they're drying out, they're withering away. They're continuing to wither as time goes on. And unfortunately, sadly, they are bound to cease to exist. Now, you know, that's the Hatzacha to call Yisra, that throughout all the years, bounced around from place to place. But you know, with the promise that Baruch Hu made to us, that so long as we keep Torah mitzvahs, we'll be extant, we'll be vibrant people. That has kept us for thousands and thousands of years. That promise has not stopped. V'zeh shuramzu hadam kina Torah yarov kamatar lichi parshas hazinu. The Divrei Torah hema kematar shemechayin et hatzmachim. The Divrei Torah literally like the dew, like the water, the moisture that keeps the plants going. Zenami masha amru chazal b'chol aporish min haTorah harayu k'porish min haChayim. And that's what Chazal meant when they said, if you leave Torah, you're literally leaving life. It's like a fish out of water. He shall over b'zeh muster hastil b'chazasti b'remez v'ksarav davarim kalam. He says, and people should learn a muster hastil from this. So I really just wanted to share that, number one, to introduce those of you who are not familiar with the Sefer Mishnah Sachir, it's just Kedai, it's such a beautiful Sefer, every piece is Kodesh Kedashim. That's Aleph. And number two, that one of the amazing things about this Kollel, and generally about the summertime, is that summertime is more often a time where people enjoy the weather, they run away from the Beis Medrash, right? But B'nai Torah understands that to run from the Beis Medrash is running from your life source. And the fact that you're giving two or three starim a day to run to the Beis Medrash, to run to the Mekor HaChayim, to run to the source of life, is truly a testament to what fine B'nai Torah that you are, and your amazing Rosh Kollel. That's a cool thing. So, Halevai Vaiter, you should all be Zocha to continue to be, go Le'ila Le'ila and learning and continue to connect to the Mekor HaChayim, the Torah Kadosha, and Mirtz Hashem, we should continue to get Nachas and hopefully get the benefit from the Kol Torah that you all bring to the Beis Medrash. Thank you for your listening. Pleasure to learn together. Have a wonderful day.